talking with week one team of the week, Coach Brian Lee of the Carbondale Terriers. Coach, this award was for week one, so let's start there. Your win over Murfreesboro, 32-29 win, down by 10 at halftime, and then they come out right at the gate in the third quarter, score another touchdown, so there's a 17-point gap. What are you telling your team at halftime and after that score to rally them?
You know, Granite City did us a really big favor last year. We were down 32-7 at halftime, and a lot of these kids, you know, were there for that game. And we just reminded them that, like, we've overcome bigger hills. We felt like we had made a lot of rookie mistakes. You know, we're very young this year, and so I think we had 12 penalties in the first quarter or first half. And we just told them, clean up the penalties, go out and play football. Good things will happen, and that's what happened. And they just really needed to see it. It was the first varsity start for the majority of these kids. First time under the bright lights. Murfreesboro is very well coached. You know, they have a very succinct game plan, and, you know, they got on top of us, and we were able to play our game, and I thought that our kids got stronger, conditioning showed, and we have a good group of kids, high character, and so that was a really nice thing.
And then also this past week, week two, Granite City, you were down by 12, and then you end up coming back with 38-18 win. What's that tell you about your team that you're able to make two back-to-back weeks coming back?
Yeah, we talked about this as a staff. Either they're the most resilient group of kids in the world, which is nice because, you know, Carbondale is not necessarily known in the past for its resiliency and its physicality, which I thought both of those were on display last Friday. Or they're the dumbest kids in the world and they just don't know when to give up. And so, you know what, I'll take it either way because they're a good group, and whether they're resilient or whether they're not the brightest bulbs in the marquee, they come out and win ball games. They compete hard to the end, and any coach should be able to take that and be happy.
Darius Raglin has been turning some heads already week two. Now coming into week three, he's already amassed, I think, about 450 yards in your offense. And in the preseason, I know you talked with Roger Medlin saying, you know, he's first quarterback you've had that's been in this system for you 4 years, or not even 4 years, but this is all he's known.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we lost Jakiba Burley last, you know, like to graduation. Great kid. But he really was only a quarterback for about a year and a half and spent one of those years in the wing T, or a whole different offense. Mm-hmm. And so the nice thing is Darius has walked in, and he knows the system. He's been coached in it for 3 years now. He's just been kind of waiting his turn. And, you know, the first game he may have looked like a first-game quarterback. By the second game, he made some nice decisions with his feet, accounted for almost 300 yards of offense against a 7A school. So, you know, we're anxious to see his maturation continue. And, you know, we also know there's going to be bumps in the road for all these guys. I mean, they're still young. I mean, just because you got two games under your belt doesn't mean that newness, you know, there's always going to be new situations that they're going to face for the first time. And we need to take those and deal with the adversity that comes with it, learn from them, and continue to get better.
Had a couple transfers coming over the offseason. How have they pushed the roster?
Well, it's been really nice. Like, we were a little bit concerned about our size, and we were a little bit, and then we get a kid moving from Chicago, Dewan Evans, 340 pounds, 6'2", and he has this limitless potential. He is good. He's got nimble feet for his size, and we had another kid come in, Lance Patton. Came in from Caro. He is 6'2", about 340 pounds. And then we had our defensive end, Bryson Chollins, come in from Texas. And he's a big long body. We used to call those kids flat bellies back in the day. You know, like, he's 6'3", but only about 215, but he's got a high motor. And that really just kind of reinforced, gave us a little bit of instant depth, which we needed. And they've come around really nicely, and the kids have welcomed them in. And, you know, I feel like we have a good locker room. We have good team chemistry. We have all those things that we wanted here in Carbondale when we first got here, and they've made the change very nicely.
First couple of years at the helm of Carbondale, you know, struggled to get some wins, but last year and now the beginning of 2019, things sure have turned around.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, we're living in a nice spot right now. It's kind of a sweet spot to be in. You know, the sun's a little brighter and the birds are a little bit louder and breakfast tastes better, you know, but we know that if we're going to want to live in this neighborhood, that there's a whole lot of work and maintenance to go with this. You know, this is my fourth rebuild, and I know that, like, getting here is the hard part, but maintaining it's not easy either, because, you know, kids, you don't want your kids to become entitled. You don't want to become like, hey, we look at our schedule and this should be a win, and get complacent. So we're not there yet. We're not good enough to be complacent. So that's kind of a nice thing. We still struggle. You know, obviously in our first two games, you know, we're down 28 points in those combined two first halves. So we have plenty of work to do, but I tell you, somebody pointed out the other day that we're 11-3 in our last 14 games, and, you know, that's nice to be. And we got the alternate jerseys last year, and we said, hey, we'll play in the gray until we lose, and you know, here we're going into week three of the second year of those, and we're still wearing them. So hopefully we can keep that up, but, you know, if not, we'll deal with whatever adversity comes, and we'll make things happen, hopefully.
And finally, Waterloo comes to Carbondale this Friday, week three of the football season. They took down a really good Heron team in week one, really throttled them. What's the challenge there playing Waterloo?
Well, I mean, they're going to do what, like a lot of teams that play us do. They're very well coached. Dan Rose has been there for a long time. He knows the system well. He's got good athletes. They'll have big discipline linemen. And what they'll want to do is really keep the ball out of our hands. You know, you see us offensively, we've put up some pretty decent numbers. So I'm sure that part of their plan will be to grind it out, you know, get 4 yards here, 4 yards there, and take away the ball from us. And so we've got to make sure that on first down and second down that we are locked in and we're limiting and pushing them into third and mid to third and long, and maybe hopefully get them out of their comfort zone. They're going to be a tough team. It's going to be a tough game, but we're looking forward to it.
Thanks so much, Coach.
Thank you.